According to the NAIHC, President Bush has allocated no funds for its training and technical assistance programs in the coming fiscal year. Last year, Congress approved $2.6 million, down from a total of nearly $5 million the previous year. Navajo tribal member and NAIHC chairman Chester Carl says its efforts have helped cut the need for housing block grants in half over the past 2 years. Carl adds that in 2005, tribal housing offices used block grant funds to create 6,500 housing units for reservation residents.
Snuffing out the driving source of the momentum will drive Indian tribal housing programs into the ground, and the most important mission of National American Housing Council would be cut short.
Among the regional representatives was Cheryl Parrish of the Bay Mills Chippewa Tribe, whose office oversees housing for 33 tribes in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota. Parrish says the NAIHC's program has allowed clients to leverage their funds and pursue homeownership. Parrish says despite gaming operations, much of her region's residents still lack acceptable shelter.
The extreme cold of our winters is a challenge because many of the tribes still have tribal members in mobile homes, which do not provide adequate insulation for the severity of our winter, in addition to the frozen water lines and the cost of heating. Especially recently with the gas and the electric prices eating up the family budget, it's pushing poverty rates even higher.
Parrish adds NAIHC has provided cost-effective webcasting and video training to keep tribal members and officials informed of housing issues and developments. She supports her organization's call to restore training and technical assistance funds back to the $4 to $5 million range. There has been no official statement from the Bush administration on the cuts, although the president has prioritized Homeland Security and alternative fuel development in his latest budget plan. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.